We are learning the Sechtes Pesachim, Daf Ayin Hei Amin Aleph, and we're beginning on top of the Amin with two dots. It said in the Mishnah, that you're not allowed to be tzoyla as a Pesach, you can't roast the Karm Pesach, which Allah says the Karm Pesach cannot be cooked or be eaten half roasted, it has to be roasted. And it says you shouldn't do it on a matris, on a spud, which means a metal, or on an askala. On metal, the reason is because it gets cooked up, gets warmed up, gets hot inside, the whole stick gets inside, and lands up, it's not being roasted from the fire, it's being roasted from the stick. And the Mishnah ended up with a story. Om Rav Tzadok, Ma'is Veragamil, Sh'omot Tavi Avdi, Tzevet Salon was a Pesach la Askela. It said that you go roast the Karm Pesach on Askela on this metal frame. Break the Gemara, Ma'is Elistar. It's a stira to the Mishnah. Mishnah says, Ein Salon was a Pesach on metal, and here it says you could do it. And for the Gemara, Chasuri Mechzera. There's a line missing in the Mishnah. And you read it like this, Valkitani, Ve'im Askela Munu Keves, then it's Mutter. When is askala aser? When it actually touches the meat. But if the askala is just as a frame, that's not a problem. For example, like picture a rotisserie chicken it's on this little spit, but the spit is on another piece of metal that holds it up, like on a metal frame that holds it up. So the askala is the metal frame that holds up the spit, but the meat itself is not touching the metal. It's not touching the frame. Like I'll read the Rashi says. Rashi says, Asur kebrichim, it's made like brackets, ke'inchalon, we have chol godl ben briach a briach, there's a lot of space in between. Even though you see now spud the rochvoy, you put the spit to the width of that, the chol hatala nitzle ba'avir, the whole sheep, the whole behema is being roasted in the ear, shebing shnei brichim, in two brackets. She'im besari no you give a barzel, don't touch the barzel. So that's what Mekavis means.
But
Using a wooden spit to be held on the frame, a metal frame. So you have to know what's the havamina. The havamina is maybe it'll touch the frame and then it'll be a problem. Come on, you're not worried about it. You're not worried about it. Even though it might touch the frame, you get took to me, you're not worried about it.
Yeah,
and in between. The spit goes that way, yeah. And it's wide enough that the animal fits in between. It's not touching it. And the Gemara brings a raya to that from a story from Ragamil, actually told his Eved Tevi, who we know from all over Shas, that he was a Talmud Chacham, this Eved, and he told him to go, so it's a raya to this halacha that if this metal frame is very big holes in between the two sides, and this doesn't touch, and the behemoth does not touch the metal, then it's mutam. Tanur shesiku beklipi arlo. I have a shayla for you. This shayla is not linked to a Pesach, but we'll bring a raya from Pesach. Tanur shesiku beklipi arlo. A oven that someone warmed up, he fueled it with klipi arlo, peels of arlo. The halacha is the first 3 years of a tree. The fruit of the tree is also ba'achila, and not only also ba'achila, it's also ba'hana. And not only is the fruit also, the klipi are also, which means the peels, the shells around it, which is called shomer l'peiri, has been like a peiri, it's also asa bahana. To exclude, by the way, branches are not a problem. Someone asked me yesterday, and if I'm dal and olive, it says you can use the branch of a rima, it says it was a one-year-old branch, because then it had the knots, so it's arla. It says the branches don't have it in arla. Only fruits have it in arla. So here, what happens if you fueled your tana with klipi arla? The halacha is asa b'hana, but love the garfu, you took it all out. Now all it is the heat is left from the klipi arla. But offa b'ay is a pas, you cooked the pas, you baked the bread. We know, we have before in the Masechta and Perikol Shoch of Avam Beis, the Rebbe says that if you use the suri hana to fuel the tanner and you cook, you're baking it bread, the bread is asa b'hana also, because the bread gets shvach etzim. So the question is here, the etzim are not here anymore. Just the few, it's just the heat from the etzim. Is that called shvach etzim or not? L'dibra ha'oisimahu. Amalei ha'pas mutaris, you say, no, the pas is mutter, because it's not called shvach etzim ha'pas anymore. It's not the shvach of the etzim anymore. Amalei, so he says, you tell me it's mutter? But amur ha'chinu ha'saba, amur ha'asi, amur ha'yechron, regarding Karm Pesach, taner is a sikon. You fueled up a taner, you warmed it up, v'garfa, you took out all the wood, v'tzalabai is a Pesach, and you roasted a Karm Pesach in there. Ain't that sliyesh? It's not sliyesh. Why not? Shneimar because that's in the pasuk. Sliyesh. It's just twice in the pasukim sliyesh. It says in pasuk ches va'achlos abasav laila zet sliyesh shemasamari echluhu. And then says the pasuk pasuk test says al toich lemenu no avasu v'shemayim kiim sliyesh. Says sliyesh twice. And teaches us they pamim. So therefore, it has to be dafka from the fire, not from the remnants of the fire, whatever, the heat that's left over from the fire. It has to be mamish fire. Taima, the color rachman, it's the sliyesh. Shtei pa'amim. Only reason why it's not called sliyesh is only because the Torah said twice, sliyesh teach us that it's not called esh. Halloy color rachman, have a sliyesh. Then you say it's mamish esh. So if you see, if you take out everything, that, be'etzim would be called esh, if not for the pasuk. So then why the opposite by Glipi Arla, it's called Asabahana? Because really we take out the Eitzim, it's really still like it's like there still. You see any special Xeris Akasiv, Sliyesh, Sliyesh twice, you say it's not called Sliyesh. But if not for Xeris Akasiv, it's called Sliyesh. So the Chara here, you have the Glipi Arla, it's Ki'ilu Glipi Arla still here. It's still here, it should be Asabahana. That's the Gemara's Kasha. That it's, you need a lot, you need Sliyesh. As you roast the Eish. What happens if you take the fire out and you roast it in the oven without the fire? So it sounds like it would be good, really. But since the Torah says twice the age, it's like a real, has to be real age. Mamish, double age. And it says twice the age, it's just that if garfu is not called age, mashma, without the double pasuk, it would be called age. If it wants the age, it would be called the age. So what do you see? You see, even the remnants are called the age. Even the heat that's left over, it's called Sliyesh. So then it's Asavayana also. It's called Svach Eitzim Pas also. So if you have a question, maybe Gemara will answer you. In the second Targum, maybe Gemara will answer what you're thinking to ask. But let's see the Gemara's Targum. So Gemara has two Targum. Amalei, Gol Rachmana Hasan Fiyam Vinei. The first Targum is that you're right, good Kasha. But Maisa, after we have a Gilui by Pesach, that this is not called Sliyesh, because it says it twice. So then now, B'Shvach Eitzim also, it's not called Shvach Eitzim of the Klipi Arla. V'Bayisem, Hosom, the verse is not a Dimin. This is my Pababri. He's saying, it's not a Dimin. Hosom, time, the Kosh Rachman Sliyesh, Shtei Pamim, Halak Siv Rachman Sliyesh, Shtei Pamim. If it didn't say twice Sliyesh, Havamina, Eish Kapad Rachmana, you need Dafka fire, a fill of Garfu, Namisli Eishu. And Lamaisa, even when you're garfu, it's still called a fire, it's still heat from fire. It means it has to be a tzli from H. So it has to be the H has to be here? No, I would say it's misli H. Have a halcha, but by Isuria, no, it's not tali in tzli H. You know what's tali in? Yeshvach Eitzim Bapas. And maybe that's dafka if you have the Eitzim here. The Eitzim not here anymore, it's not called Yeshvach Eitzim Bapas. But halcha, Eitzim the Isuria Kaprachma, less new, it's not here. The Gemara in the second Targum says it's not a dimyan. By a shayla of roasting something, so without the double pasuk, I would say that a remnant, a heat that comes from sliyesh, is also called sliyesh. Sliyesh means roasted by fire. This is roasted by fire. How else did it get roasted? It was a fire. Okay, the fire's not here. I don't care. It's roasted by fire. But to there, you would think without two times sliyesh, it would be a good roasted. But Magavi Isra no. There, I hear Misvara that if the Klipe Arla are not here anymore, it's not called Yeshvach Eitzim Pas, because it's not here. Even though it, the heat came from there, but right now it's not here, it's not called Yeshvach Eitzim Pas.
Why is it any different than the Shur, that's heating up by fire?
Well, his book was here, it came from Tzli Eish. What?
The heated brick is roasting.
No, so the brick doesn't get hot enough to roast anything. It's the heat, it's the heat that's encapsulated in the oven. When the oven cooks, it's not the floor of the oven that cooks. It's not the floor of the oven. Anyway, and you're right, first of all, you're right, that you don't put it on the floor anyway.
I understand.
No, you put it in the ear. You put it in the ear space. You don't put it on, you don't touch, yeah. So it doesn't get cooked from the brick, it gets cooked from the Eish. The ace leaves over fire. It's heat.
It
inside the thing, yeah. So
surface.
Yeah, no, it's in the ear. It's in the ear. It's in the ear. The ear is hot. It can't touch. It can't touch it. No, so the surface is not giving off heat.
Touch the brick, it's boiling hot. You can have above the brick, it's boiling hot.
Yeah, the brick is not giving the heat.
That's producing the heat right now.
It's not. It's the heat that's capturing it. Okay, vice versa. Not the heat that's captured in here. That's how it works. No, the oven is the heat that's captured in there. That's what it sounds like. Hey, your question. That's what it sounds like. Okay. Dr. Gemara Vayit. Tanu Rabbanon. Chotchu v'nosel gabi gecholim. What about roasting? I mean, you say, the Gemara says you cut up the Karm Pesach after the Shoah to roast better. When you put on gecholim, it'll have to be cut open because it only has fire on one side. So chotchu v'nosel gabi gecholim. If you roast it on coals, is that called roasting or not? Or it has to be roasted like by an open fire. That's the question. Or a gecholim, it's not an open fire, which is coals. Could it be roasted on coals? Revi Eimer, Ani, I say, Shizet Sliyesh. That's called Sliyesh. Maisa, it's a fire. Coals are fire. It's called Sliyesh. And that will be the discussion on this Amud, is Gecholim called Tzli'esh or not? So he says, yeah, Rebbe says Gecholim and Tzli'esh equal the same thing. They're both Tzli'esh. Rambi ulei Rab Achtuvoi Bar Amir Rav Chista. So Rav Achtuvoi Bar Amir Rav Chista, ask Rav Chista, the Amud Rebbe Gecholim, Eish Nindu, how can you say that Gecholim is called a fire? We're saying Gecholim equals fire, same thing. I'll show you not like that. This is regarding Mitzvah. The halacha is that there's a certain halacha of a nega that's on a burn. Someone has a burn on his body, on his skin, and a nega lands up on that spot where he had that wound. So it has certain halachas. And there's two type of negon. One on a mikvah of a esh, and one is a mikvah of shchin. That's the two type of wounds that is negon. Reminu. Says in the pasuk, "Oy basa kiyeh ba'ira michvas eish, v'hoisa michyas hamichvia v'heres levana amdanos levana." There's a place where there's a michvas eish. It's a scab from a burn, and on that spot grows a nega. So michvas eish ain't le'lo shenichva ve'eish. You only notice halacha if it's a scab that came from a burn through fire. Nichva begacheles. What happens if you get a burn from coals or beremetz, which is burnt ashes, besid, which is lime, besid resech, hot lime, begipsis resech, a different type of lime, bechol dava bamna, everything comes from fire, hey, now it's also called mechvas eish, la suye chami, or even something that was cooked up by fire, let's say water cooked up by fire, and ayin, tamleva, mechva, riba, just twice in the pasuk mechva, and that's marba, any type of thing that comes from the ar. So time of the rechma, mechva, mechva. Good, the Torah gives us the extra word mechvah. Halloy, Rabbi Rachmana mechvah mechvah, Gecholim laveishinu. Then Gecholim will not be included. It says mechvah seish, ain't leil mechvah seish. How do you know gecheles, remet, sid, gifsis, chamiyar, mechvah mechvah. It means gecheles is not eish. It needs a special reboot. Omalei. By the way, Rashi speaks out that if it wouldn't be mechvah seish, so it would be like a mechvah shchin. What's the difference in the same halacha? So Rashi says, because they don't not matzarev. You need a sheer nega, a sheer gris. And the chatzi gris from shchin and the chatzi gris from mikvas eish is not mitzar. That's why it's not for me. That why it's called mikvas eish or not. Just that's the agav. Rashi to teach you a little hilchos nagon. But what the kasha here is, the argamar is that says over here you need a ribui for gecholim. What do you mean? Rebbe says gecholim is eish. That haynu hach. It's the same thing. Omalei, you're right. I only said about gecholim shel eitz. Gecholim shel eitz lo itzrich kra. A coal of wood means wood. Wood chips that turn into coals, that is H. It's a crawl of buik. It's a crawl of gecheles of matris. And gecheles of metal, where that doesn't turn the same type of coal, just gets red hot, doesn't disintegrate as much. There, that's a chiddush that's called H. And that's why you need the ribui of mitzayra. But Rebbe, who's saying that gabi gecholim, it's called H, so my gecheles of eitz. And the ribui is by gecheles of matris. That's more of teretz. This is eitz, this is matris. Pray to Gemara, the gecheles of matriches, lav eishum. Is gechelos sham matkes not eish? You need a pasuk, a special pasuk. Mikvas eish teaches us that gechelos sham matkes is called eish. While guy bas koyin, the loch is that a bas koyin is one of the averis, which is mezana. That's one of the averis that needs sreifa. There's four mises bezdin. There's skila, sreifa, herig, and chenek. So sreifa, how do you do sreifa? We got a koyin the chsev beish tisare. For amarav master, how do you do sreifa? How does bezdin do sreifa? Psila shavar hoyo oisin law. Used to take a piece of lead and melt the lead and pour it down her throat, and that's how the person died with treifa. So what do you see? It says ba'ish tisarif, and you could burn someone with lead. And lead is considered in Torah metal. Lead is considered metal in the Torah. We find by Tfilas Kalim, it's called metal, lead. And here you see that it says eish tisarif, and you could burn someone with lead. So you see that metal, k'chal shel matchis, is called fire. So it's a kasha. We just say gechelos matris special pasuk. Here it says that's called eish. And for the Gemara, shani hasam lamakra beish tisarif. It's an extra lash in the word tisarif. Like Tosfos speaks out, you see Tosfos on the side that tisarif is a ribuyuhu. It could have said beish tamus. Why is it tisarif? Tisarif la rabbis call sreifas about asmanesh. It's coming to marba all sreifas that come from fire. So that's what we know that psil shavu. You're right. Psil shavu really wouldn't be called eish, because it's metal, it's kechelos matris, teretz is, because it says tisarif is marba. So frey the Gemara, but the kolshkin eish atzma, but eish is for sure better than the ribui, right? So why do you do lead? Menakev lo chavilas maris, why don't you take a bunch of twigs, wrap her in a bunch of twigs, venikla, and burn it up. And that way you can do a good tzreifa with eish mamish. And for the Gemara, ask you Sreifa, Sreifa Mnei Aaron. We learn that Akzer Shava, Sreifa, Sreifa Mnei Aaron. By Nodav, Mnei Aaron, Nodav Va'aviu, that died when they brought the Keteris in the first day of the Mishkan, they died. How they died? Mala Halon, Sreifas, Neshama, Guf Kayim. Their Neshama burnt and the Guf was Kayim. Afkan, Sreifas, and the whole body was intact. Afkan, Sreifas, Neshama, Guf Kayim. So what you do is you pour the lead down her throat and she dies from the inside and her guf is kaya. So that's what we learned Xerah Shava. Bet Sam, you're right, could have learned Aish is better, but we have Xerah Shava. Frank the Gemara of Navel Chamiar, we have his ribuy of Tisaref, so and we want to do something that guf kayam, so why don't we use Chamiar, which means you pour boiling hot water down her throat. And for the Gemara of Rav Nachman, now Rav Nachman, Makrov, I have to reach a kamecha, borrow law, misa yafa. Do the best misa possible, the easiest misa possible. And the Rishonim and the Hedrin say that she's less maneuver. She's less maneuver by lead. It burns. It goes the same quick, but the lead kills her without ruining her whole inside. The water somehow tears up the whole inside of her. What? No, from Tesarif. It says Rebu from Tesarif. We have Rebu Tesarif. We have Rebu Tesarif. It's Marba everything. Lead wasn't called Aish either. It's only because they have a Rebu of Tesarif. And the whole reason why we don't use Eish Mamish is because of Neshama, Yisrafis Neshama Guf Kayim. The question is, pour hot water down the throat. There it is. That's a more maneuver, thicker Misa, more disgusting Misa, and we do a good Misa for her. Right? The Gemara of Echim Achadika, Rav Nachman. Once you have Rav Nachman's Yisoid of Misa Yafa, so Gzer Shava Lomali. When you need Gzer Shava to say Guf Kayim, Stamazai, that's the nicest Misa anyway. And for the Gemara, Amri, Ilav Gzer Shava, Havamina, Sreifa is Shom Guf Kayim Lav Sreifa. We have the Gerah Shava, we say that's not called Sreifa, it's not the Kim at all. It's not called Sreifa. Vimishum the Rav Nachman, so we have Rav Nachman says do a Misa Yafa, so I have an Eitzah how to do Misa Yafa with a Sreifa. How do I do? Nefesh Law, Chavile is Myrus Tuva, I'll take a lot of Myrus, Kehechid the Thomas Ba'agala. When we say it's Kaddish, Ba'agala is Man Karav means quick. Kehechid the Mashiach come quick, that's what we say in Kaddish. Kehechid the Thomas Ba'agala. So in order to die quick, kamash malon, you put a lot of virus, big fires, go quick, and that won't have too much pain. It's kamash malon. No, that's why you need the gzeres shava to say that's called a sreifa. So ve'ela be'esh lamali. So what do you the word esh then? Lafuke avar miyikaroi. Even if you take out from the ground hot lead. And kill her that way, that would not be good. It has to be lead warmed up by Eish. That's the only type of thing that's mutz. It's by Eish Yisarif. It's marav all type of sreifas, but it has to be warmed up from Eish. That's the way you do Mrs. Bezdin. And we have the Gzeres Shava to teach us that it's called Misa, even though the outside of the body is not going to burnt. And we have Rav Nachman that says, don't use Chamei Ar, because we want to use a Misa Yafa.